Right. Thank you. What I'm going to talk about today is using Tellon as a nematicide soil treatment and resistant cotton varieties. We have shown over the years with verification strips using Tellon, and we can apply it site specifically and get a very good return on the application and through the yield. We approached this year with adding in two nematode resistant varieties that Phytogen has. This year we had trials in Tensaw Parish in northeast Louisiana. We had two locations, one in St. Joseph, which was on a field which has pretty much been in continuous cotton for a long time, and the other one was on a field that's much more variable soil, and it is in a cotton corn steady one year in, one year out rotation. They're pretty religious about doing it and have done it a good while. The soil types range from a silt loam to a sharky clay. The treatments were Tellon was injected pre-plant into the row at a rate of 3 gallons per acre, approximately 2 weeks before planting. The rows were drug off and then planted after that. The other treatment was no Tellon, and then we had two varieties in each trial. The Farmer Standard against the Phytogen. The Farmer Standard actually turned out to be Stonewall 5288 in both locations. In waterproof, the Phytogen nematode resistant was Phytogen 427, and in St. Joseph was PX300310, which is an experimental variety. We pulled some nematode samples in the spring to determine population and species, and in St. Joseph, which has been the continuous cotton, there were no root knot present. It was all reniform. And we came back in the fall and did a much more extensive by treatment sampling, and you can see the 5288 had ranged from 59,000 to 64,000 in the Tellon and no Tellon respectively. The Phytogen 300-310 ranged 34,000 in with Tellon to 46,000 without Tellon. And again, there were no root knot present. In waterproof, it was a little bit different where we've had the corn rotation and the soils are much more variable. The numbers weren't as high, but both species were present. The reniform ranged from 10,000 for no Tellon and a little over 8,000 with Tellon on 5288. The Phytogen, actually the Tellon had 14,000 and the no Tellon had 9,000. So it was a little bit difference there. Now with root knot, of course the numbers were much lower, but they were still present there in certain parts of the field. The 5288 with no Tellon had 2,600 root knot present, and with Tellon had 604. The Phytogen 427 with Tellon had 673, and no Tellon had 340. So a lot of variability there in those fields. When I always do a yield map after a trial, the first thing I do is I separate it out into two classes, a high and a low, just to see if you can see a visual treatment effect. Just see what jumps out. This is St. Joe. The way it's set up, the Tellon strips are inside the black box. The 5288 are the two outside passes. Those are six row passes. The two inside are the Phytogen. So everything got with and without. It was pretty standard across. And you can see the green being the high yield levels, you can see where the Tellon worked. I mean, it pretty well lines up. There was more variability in the untreated where we had that difference. And like I say, this field is all a Bruin silt loam from one end to the other. But you can see how, and it's been in continuous cotton. So this kind of lined up with how I expected. Now, in the waterproof, here again, we've got a cotton corn rotation, much more variable, go from a silt loam to a clay. And you can see same thing, same setup, the 5288's on the outside. The two inside passes are 427. Inside the black boxes is the Tellon. And you can see a lot more variability in this field. And that made a huge difference in the way it kind of looked out. You couldn't just automatically pick those Tellon strips out at the time. The graphs are going to show you the lint yield. This is St. Joseph. The 310 is in the green. With Tellon, it only yielded 4 pounds more than the Stonewall 5288. Without Tellon, it was a 31-pound yield increase. Here again, these are root knot resistant varieties. They're not reniform. So, but in the difference between the Telone on the 5288, the farmer standard, the most popular one we have planted in the parish, we had over 100 pounds difference in yield using Telone. Now, I put this little graph up here to kind of show you. At the bottom right corner, you'll see the EC zones. Since this field was all of Bruin silt loam, it was pretty much the same topsoil texture. We ran EC and got the DPC zone out of it. And you can see zone one and zone two, there's about a, I think it's about 70 pounds difference, or yeah, it's about 70 something pounds difference between treated and untreated as far as the 300, 310 experimental by phytogen. And here again, it's a root knot resistant. But you can see it trends up. The reason the yield trends up from zone one to zone two is zone one is much more sandier. It's not as, the fertility's not as good as the zone two. And this is picking up from the DPC zone. You can see those red zones. That's the DPC, a little bit more clay in them, and the yield, a little more fertility. Consequently, the yield went up. The NDVI image is overlaid on top of it that we took around late June, 1st of July. You can kind of see some evidence of where we ran the Telone. We didn't. Usually, kind of, NDVI is a good indicator, but not always in some cases. Now, in waterproof, we here again, we got the 427, the 5288. With Telone, there was only a 30-pound yield difference. Without Telone, between the 427 and the 5288, we had a 110-pound yield difference. Now, the phytogen, 427 with and without, it was only, I think, 20 pounds difference in with Telone and without. So it wasn't much difference there. But here again, it was without the Telone. Of course, the variability. Here again, you see the line graph is not as straight as the other one. You'll see it going up as from the Bruin, which is really light soil, to the Tunica, which is a clay. You'll see it rising through there, except where we had Telone, it fell off. There was, for some reason, it just fell off in the clay. I'm not really sure. The NDVI image at the bottom right, you can see how the soil types are stacked in that field. And we've actually worked in this field before, actually to the west of that church you see on the bottom left. And the EC value is always lined up pretty much with the soil type. So we didn't run EC, but you'll notice there is some variability in there that we didn't pick up. We should have run EC afterwards. Hindsight's always 20/20. We should have ran it because you'll see some areas in there where it's more variable than we expected. This is a video I'm going to show you here real quick. It was taken around July 1st, end of June. It's when we went through the field. We have a high boy. We used to take NDVI. These are green seekers on there. We passed through it. This is actually in 5288, non-treated. And we ran through it, and we always talk about site-specific applications, putting the Telone where you need it. And this, after we ran through this, we had a GoPro camera mounted on there. We were just taking some pictures just to figure some stuff out. And then after we got back and started looking at it, we saw some things in there that we thought were really interesting and really explained site-specific application. This, like I say, this is in an untreated, and actually to the left is the phytogen and 5288 to the right, the treated and phytogen to the right of that and the treated. And you really can't see a lot of difference. This is in the Bruins coming off the end. It just all kind of looks the same. What I'm looking for you to look at is the row middle. You see how much row middle you're looking at here? Watch how much you're going to get as it goes down through the field. See, you can still say it's closing in, and all of a sudden it's going to start to widen out. And this was just in the middle of the field, and then all of a sudden we started losing plants. We had bad stand, it's thin, and then as you go on down through the field, it picks up again as the soil type changes. This is a perfect example of site-specific application. You need to go in there and put it, if you're going to do it, find those areas and do it site-specifically to where you know where it's going. And we just kind of did this. We were just running the NDVI and running the camera. And after we reviewed it, we saw it and said, well, this makes a good demonstration point for it. And it really really demonstrates. Oops. There we go. We've always taken aerial images with NDVI. We always take them early in the year. We've done it in the past, and using NDVI, it shows up well. We actually took these. This was actually done. We flew over it the day. We defoliated. When they put the defoliation out, and we were just flying around and just happened to fly over the field and took the picture. The strips you see that are more mature, that's actually the 427. I put this up here because I wanted to show you that there's a difference in earliness. And you always, for us, we always say that the earlier it is, seems like we don't make as good a yield. Well, actually, we did. The earliness was a big factor for us for this, but it may actually made more. So the earliness was not a, did not cause us a yield loss this year. We were really pleased with that. When I saw this picture when we got back and I looked at it, I was really concerned what the yield was going to be, because it just usually, when it's that much difference in earliness, there's usually a yield loss. Okay, in summary, the average Lent yield increase using Telone in the standard variety was 112 pounds in both fields. That was average across both fields. The average Lent yield increase using Telone with the root knot infested fields was 21 pounds for the Phytogen 427 and 101 pounds for the standard variety. So, where root knots are concerned, the resistant varieties did a really good job. We're unsure as to what happened in the field with the reniform. It's not supposedly reniform resistant, but it seemed to make a difference. In conclusion, the application of Telone is an effective tool used in a verification strip type setting, determining where you're going to put it, using it site specifically to maximize economic return. It's a very good practice. It works. We've done it consistently. It's just a matter of putting it all together. The new nematode resistant varieties will offer growers additional options and to manage nematodes, that in coordination with a rotation, a consistent rotation, is going to make a difference. But the Telone did help increase the yield in those areas with nematodes. I want to thank Dow AgriScience for their cooperation and support of this project. Thank you. I'll take any questions. All right. Good deal. Thank you.